This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hi, guys. Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace and Me Undies.
My uncle.
A better way to cook. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, baby?
I didn't want to interrupt you. I thought you were doing a thing.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. Regretted this. Flavor of this.
I know, man. I could have told you.
I think I've had it before.
Regret a Gerwig?
I didn't like it last time either.
Yeah, the grape's no good. Love Mazevias, though.
Yeah.
Mike, I got a question for you right off the top of this bat. Mike, please. There's an answer to this question that will make me so happy.
Okay.
But there's an...
The other
answer will make me happy, but not as happy.
It sounds like a win-win for you.
Either way, I'm going to be happy, so don't worry about upsetting me. Are you ready for this? Have you ever seen the film Nacho Libre?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
And do you like that movie?
The first time I saw it, I fell asleep.
Okay. Honestly, we could use that audio clip after any movie that I talk about. Mike, you ever seen Top Gun? Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time I saw it, I fell asleep. Is that your biography?
It's my
That's your
IMDb.
Movie review book.
I fell asleep the last time I tried to watch Top Gun.
Is that right?
Weird.
It's not good.
Top Gun isn't a bad movie.
It's good. It's just a little dated.
Yeah.
What do you mean the first time? Have you seen it since?
But I don't remember anything about it. I don't remember not liking it.
Dude, Owen and I watched it last night because finally... This is some conquest we've been on for a very long time.
Okay.
And I think I even
talked
about it.
You didn't know where the DVD was.
We didn't know where the DVD was. And finally, we bought it on Amazon. we way back in the day, we discovered when Nacho Libre had come out that one Mr. Danny Elfman, none other than the composer. The Elfman himself. Who composed such films as Beetlejuice, Batman Returns, The Nightmare Before Beetlejuice.
The previews were The Nightmare Before Beetlejuice. Dude, Beetlejuice, so good.
Beetlejuice, so good.
I wanted to say something about that last week, and then the same thing happened here where it was in the middle of one of your stories. And
oh,
we
shit,
won't get
and you're
to
never
going to
forget, or you're never going to remember.
I'm going to write it down. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, I remember last week we were supposed to talk about Beetlejuice,
because
we were like, save it for the podcast. So anyway, Owen and I have been wanting to do this for a very long time, so we found out Danny Elfman did a score to Nacho Libre.
Did he really?
Yeah, and it got
a
deleted.
Score? The, oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it got deleted. It happens all the time. Excuse me. It happens all the time. And,
half deleted. It's weird.
Well, half deleted. That's right. There's still some cues in the movie from Danny Elfman.
Do they still have to pay? And thank you so much, Owen, for your insights all the way over there. Do they still have to pay them the same?
I think I figured it out. Every time we're doing the podcast, Owen doesn't know we're doing a podcast.
I think I figured it out. We're the only ones that Owen can see.
That would explain a lot, actually.
What if Owen lived here by himself and all this success and everything we're finding with the podcast is just an illusion?
This sounds like something that I would pitch to Disney.
It sounds like something that you pitched to the people we were hanging out with at Comic-Con when you were just saying random shit and you were like, well, how about this?
At Comic-Con?
Was it Comic-Con? Yeah. We were walking around with those people and they were like
Yeah, the Paramount people. Yeah.
And you were like, you know what else would be good? If it was a magical world and only my head was in it or whatever.
And they were like, wait, what? Let's make it. and only my head's in this magical world.
That wasn't too far off from what you were saying. This, I don't want to give away your... I didn't sign an NDA, okay, so I don't want to give away your shit.
Jack Black stars in a movie where he's a scientist.
But only his head is.
And he's working in his lab late one night. And he's working on a teleportation machine.
Uh-huh.
But he gets stuck in it, and only his head is teleported to a world of tiny people.
Okay. And Jack Black is the sun.
And so his head shows up in the middle of town square of this tiny town.
Yeah.
And his head is just this monument that people can't figure out.
Okay.
They think it's the second coming of their god. It's this whole crazy...
It's like in Cloverfield when the Statue of Liberty's head goes rolling
right
down the street.
And there's one funny scene, and you'll see a bit of it in the trailer, when the FBI busts into Jack Black's house because they've been tracking this person who's figured out teleportation. They want to use it for the army. They bust right into Jack Black's house.
Hold on. Please say that one line one more time.
Okay. They bust into Jack Black's house because they want to take the teleportation technology because they want to use it for the army. And so this part's in the trailer, Mike, and you know it is. He's doing a speech to the people of this world he's traveled to, his head has traveled to.
Uh-huh.
And just as that happens, the FBI comes in and tries to arrest him. And they're tearing at his body and trying to cuff him. And he's like, stop it! No! Stop! Ow! Ow! And all the townspeople are like freaking out because he's screaming.
Yeah.
That's in the trailer.
Because they're small.
Yeah. And there's a funny moment when he's sleeping.
There's a
sleeping scene.
The teenagers come every night and piss in his mouth.
Riggs didn't like that.
Oh, Riggs, I'm sorry.
Oh, when Mike doesn't like it, you don't give a shit.
Well, Mike, if your ears were as good as a dog's ears, then I'd be more concerned.
They were before this podcast started.
Well, I'm sorry I've ruined that for the rest of the world. You could have really helped out.
You've taken my ears from the
Thanks
world.
For sharing that power with the rest of the world, Mike. What'd you use with it?
Sharing
You figured
stone.
Out when the bus was going to stop? Is that what you were using it for?
Hey, guys, I think the bus is going to stop.
You left the Subway when your sandwich was being made, and then you heard them finishing it from down the street, and you came back to get it?
All these things I can't do anymore.
You heard Zoya coming home on the freeway?
Yeah.
And so you stopped masturbating?
I heard Zoya leave work, so I unlocked the door.
Yeah. Well, that's a friendlier one.
That's nice. I turned her around to be nice.
Anyway, Jack, why did we get to just his head? Oh, because... Mike, fuck, why did we get to just his head?
I honestly don't remember.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well... Anyway,
Steve,
so
do you think I'm mean?
So here's the thing. No, I don't think you're mean.
Okay, thank you.
So here's the thing. Owen and I found the deleted pieces of music
from
way back
Danny
in the day,
Elfman, right?
From Danny Elfman's score of Nacho Libre,
mm-hmm.
And we had set out on a quest to resync the tracks with the movie.
Yeah.
So we could watch the Danny Elfman score cut of Nacho Libre.
Or as some would say, the less good.
I mean, the studio certainly would.
Someone said it. I'm not saying I agree with it.
I know, you're right. The one that didn't make it.
Yeah.
And I think it's because, I think what, Beck did the music, right, Owen?
It ended up being half and half.
So it was like half Beck and half Elfman. And I guess they just wanted some, I don't know, they didn't want epic sounding stuff. And that's what Elfman did. He did like an epic...
Why would you hire Danny Elfman if you wanted a more Beck-sounding soundtrack?
I think it's because, you know, Elfman did Big Top Pee-wee back in the day, the sequel to Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Uh-huh. Who could forget?
And it's a timeless classic. And it seems slightly similar to me, like thematically in a lot of ways, because it's very like childlike and it's very like Pee-wee's universe is very much like some different universe where they tolerate man children, I guess.
Yeah.
And
you talk to your couch.
And you can talk to your couch, and your cow talks, and you have a talking pig friend.
Yeah.
named Vance. Anyway, but he did the score to that, and it's very like fun, circusy, like lively, not too big. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe Jared Hess was like, fuck, I want like a Big Top Pee Wee type score for my Mexican wrestler movie.
Nickelodeon secretly hired Elfman to score it behind his back.
Oh, so Jared Hess didn't even didn't even get a chance to say he didn't want Elfman.
No, they instead of telling him, they had him score it first and then showed it to him, and he decided like, oh, I don't completely.
Why did they do that?
If this conversation is interesting to you, tell us in the comments below.
Why did they do that?
This is one of those situations where I just happen to be here during a conversation that Stephen.
Well, here's the thing. Anyway, the end game of this discussion is that we ended up putting, or Owen meticulously put Elfman's score back into Nacho Libre, and it took him like a week or two to do it. He certainly was doing two men's work.
A lot of places.
He was doing work for 1 hour of enjoyment.
A lot of places affected by hurricanes and stuff, but rest assured, Owen's here.
Owen's putting the deleted Elfman score back into Nacho Libre.
One step at a time, guys.
Owen's piecing the country back together again, starting with...
All right, first order of business. Where's my CD player? So we watched it. We watched it last night, and I didn't remember the movie enough to know the difference, so it didn't really matter. But, but I enjoyed the movie so much, and I forgot how much I love the movie.
You're not supposed to notice; it's just supposed to work on your subconsciously, like the score, you know, like any movie.
Like the score, like the Fugees album, the score.
So anyway, I just forgot how fucking amazing that movie is, Mike.
Holy
shit! It's so
good.
It's so good.
That wasn't. I'm trying to figure out if that was a worthwhile conversation.
Oh, certainly not. And honestly, none of the things we've ever spoken about on this show have been worth it.
I don't know if none of them have been worth it. What about the time we talked about that kid shitting his pants? That could have been...
Second order of business.
What about the time...
Let's read the story.
I'm trying to think what else we've talked about. That would have been... What is that? Are you Cruella de Vil now? Cruella de Vil. What if Cruella de Vil was...
Cruella?
Ladies love de Vil. Dot puppies.
What are you saying about Cruella? Because she's cruel. Don't forget.
Let's talk about something different. Can we talk about the Beatles?
Cruella.
What if...
The Beatles thing?
All the Beatles dressed like Beetlejuice.
And they called themselves Beatles Juice?
They called themselves the Beatles, the Beatles, the Beatles.
The Beatles Juice, Beatles Juice, Beatles Juice.
If you say our name 3 times, we'll tour your city.
Mike, I don't want your comedy stand-up scraps on my podcast, our podcast.
So that one's gone. All I was going to say... about Beetlejuice was that movie, I was watching it the other night, and it could have very easily been upwards of 3 hours, and it would have been fine.
Oh, yeah.
There is so much that I don't know if I just hadn't seen it in a long time, because it used to be one of my favorite movies. I used to have it taped off of HBO.
Sure.
I think it was the first time I ever heard somebody say the F word that I remember. And... So I'm not good with it. So I watched it so many times that I hadn't watched it for years. And then I was watching it, and they don't... The Dietzes die, and then they're just dead.
Forever.
And then they understand that they're dead instantly.
Yeah, and they just accept it.
There should have been like a week of them trying to figure out what the fuck was going on. They find the handbook. There should have been another week where they're just trying to figure out the handbook. Like, I would have been fine with Beetlejuice the movie being, like, 4 hours long.
Me too.
Any backstory on Beetlejuice whatsoever that isn't just, like, a story of that with that chimney woman.
Well, it's a good thing we're getting a sequel.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Is that real?
Yeah, and I hate it.
Yeah, but is it going to be like...
It's going to be old Michael Keaton going, nice fucking model.
I'm fine with that.
Don't forget to say the B word. I've been to Saturn. Have you been to Saturn?
Sandworms. I hate them.
Hey, there goes Elvis.
That's him walking away. Old people fart for so long when they walk.
Remember that scene in the new one when he goes back to the brothel and he's like dancing and he's yeah, like, oh, yeah. This is what the dancing sounds like.
Yes, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. Oh, yeah. What is it? Dante's Inferno Room?
Dante's Inferno Room.
Holy shit.
It's a goddamn class. That should be the biggest Oscar-winning film of the life.
Dude, what? What is the sequel about?
I don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows. But why like, is Winona it wrong Ryder's if Michael Keaton's in it? Michael Keaton's in it.
He should be.
He is.
The older he looks, the more believable he is as a dead guy.
Yeah, he's close.
I don't know if you knew this. The older you look, the closer you are to being a dead guy.
I'm so proud of you, Mike.
That was a good one. I learned it from watching you.
Thank you very much. I love Beetlejuice.
Don't say it again. Oh, my God.
Did you know there's a dead man in that movie? There's two dead men in that movie that are now dead?
Leo Redundant. Who's dead in that movie? Otho?
Otho's dead, yeah.
And that guy who turned out to be a sexual deviant.
No, he's alive. Jeffrey Toon, or what's his name?
The character actor.
Jeffrey Jones, actor. Yeah. Jeffrey Jones.
He's still
alive? He is,
but yeah. Didn't he go away for child
yes,
things?
Yes, yes. Burt Bacharach. Burt Bacharach?
He's dead?
Robert Goulet, yeah.
He was the Canada's shining jewel until that Justin Theroux guy.
From the guy from...
Justin Theroux from Game of Thrones.
The
Game
guy
of Thrones.
From The Leftovers?
No, man, he's their prime minister, and he looks like a cute boy. Well, he's married to Jennifer Aniston. He's married to Jennifer Aniston. Right?
What do you think about the movie Beetlejuice?
Can I tell you another story if you got nothing? Oh, shit. Now we can't monetize this podcast.
Thanks a lot, Owen.
Owen had to get up to show us that he remembered the first 35 seconds.
I can play it too. Listen.
Is that noise coming through to the podcast?
Yes, it is. It 100% is.
That's terrible, then.
Yeah, tell me another story, Mike.
On Monday? Yes, okay. Monday.
Which was 4 days ago.
Yep, I was working on jokes with a friend of mine. His name is Jesus Trejo.
Oh, he's a funny boy.
He's a very funny boy. He was just on the James Corden show.
Holy shit, yeah.
Doing
that
stand-up.
Deserves a push out.
Let's push one out for Jesus. So he was just doing stand-up on there, and obviously he's a regular at the Comedy Store and stuff like that, and he's always helping us because he's a very nice guy. He's a very genuine, very nice person.
Isn't he a headliner at Joey's Sock Boy Bar? The Laugh Yucks? The Yuck Yuck Room?
Joey's Laughing Sock Factory.
Joey's Socks Factory.
This... Tuesdays on socks.
Tuesdays here at Joey's Silly Sock Factory.
Would you take anyone seriously?
Excuse me, Mike. Sorry about that.
So we were working on jokes at the Coffee Bean on Sunset.
Right, in the Coffee Factory.
Oh, consistency.
What, you don't, just because I feel,
stick to the script.
Just because I feel comfortable enough to flourish.
Is that what that was?
You think I can add a flourish?
I can't
believe.
You're
a half note.
I can't believe you interrupted my story for that.
So you're writing some jokes, yuck yucks, with Hey Who's Trey.
So far, so good. So we were there.
Right.
Never going to believe this.
Okay.
Young lady walks in. Right?
Okay.
Top knot, but long blonde hair swirling out of the
top
knot.
It's got a man bun, but a woman's man bun. A woman bun.
Must have stole a bun from a man. Put it onto her woman head. So she orders her coffee with a friend.
Right.
Bubbly friend.
She's having a good time.
She's having a great time. She's smiling, mm-hmm. from what I could see out of my periphery. She walks over to where you pick up the drinks, and there's a chatter among the employees at the coffee bean. And they say,
okay.
Well, just my friend thinks you look like Ariana Grande. And she says, I get that all the time. And the situation is diminished after that. Then they get their drinks. They maybe take a selfie in the coffee bean.
Okay.
And they're walking out. And then as they're about to be 2 feet out the door, one of the people from the back says, idiot, that is Ariana Grande.
No,
that's
fucking
Ariana
way.
Grande. And then on the way out, they're like joking. And they're yelling back and forth. Ariana Grande lays a shoulder into me. And then they left.
Like she pushed you?
But not like she was looking the other way and she
walked
into me.
Oh, and she bumped into you.
Yeah. So basically, this is my announcement that I have made it.
Well, did you check your bank account after she bumped into you? Because sometimes,
not yet,
if
but
you
I
bump
think
into a celebrity, some of their coins make their way into your account.
I'm almost positive that when she bumped into me, a bunch of rings fell out. A bunch of gold rings.
And coins.
And she kind of blinked a bunch of times and fell backwards in slow motion. And then I picked up a lot of the rings.
And
now
did you run off pretty quickly?
Well.
Wise men say, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Sorry, I thought it was going to be the karaoke version.
It gets hard to follow with the lyrics, you know? Because it's like, do I imagine the story or do I listen to the...
Which, so you bumped into Ariana Grande.
Excuse me. Ariana Grande bumped into me.
So Ariana
Sunset.
Grande was buying a...
Ariana Venti.
Venti cocoa bean.
Yeah.
For Grande.
Yeah.
Do you think she's ever gone to Starbucks?
That's probably why she didn't say her name, because she didn't want to get that confused. Who's that for? Grande. Well, I thought you said it was a venti.
No, I'm sorry, sir. This is coffee bean. We use medium and large like every other adult business. Starbucks in their coochie coo.
What about
their goddamn baby talk?
What about if you had to order tires like that?
What do you mean?
Can I get 4 venti... Michelin.
Can I get a venti for a Ford? A front left venti.
Yeah, Toyota, there's something wrong with my horn. What seems to be the problem? It doesn't sound like this. Is there anything you could do about that standard horn replacement? Why is that making me feel uncomfortable?
I don't know, man. Excuse me. Excuse us. Well, guys, let me tell you a little bit about what I like to call...
Somebody hired the spin doctors to play while you're doing that.
Little miss, get me rolling. That's it. If you want to buy me undies, just go ahead now. And if you want the softest cotton on the earth, just go ahead now. Soft fabric is 3 times softer than cotton. So go ahead now. Just go ahead now.
Can we make this lower? Can we make the Friends theme song lower? Okay, good.
Did you say the Friends theme?
It's not that much better. Gonna be this way.
Me undies feel so good and under your butt.
It's got a point.
I was sitting in a pair of me undies earlier today on the Nerdist set, and I thought about showing everybody on the live stream. You got me. You got me, Mike. Now I know what it feels like when I honk the horn sometimes, right? And you're not ready for it. Look at this.
Gonna have to tune into the video podcast.
Feel free to improvise. With tons of styles and patterns to choose from for both men and ladies, MeUndies will have the perfect fit for any personality. If you're a piece of shit, you're gonna love MeUndies. If you're a nice man, if you're funny, you're gonna love MeUndies. If you're a quiet dad, you're going to love MeUndies. If you're a daughter, if you're someone's uncle's niece, if someone found your grandpa, ma'am, don't worry. We found your dad.
I would go as far as to say this underwear is perfect if someone just found your grandpa.
If there's someone in your family who just found your grandpa, buy them a pair of MeUndies. You can get 20% off the best and softest underwear and socks. MeUndies make socks. Because if you don't like underwear, and it's fine you don't like wearing underwear.
Wear socks. They're underwear for your feet.
Take 20% off the best and softest underwear and socks you will ever own. Free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Hope you find your grandpa.
What a weird tagline for that company to have.
Hope you find your grandpa. Mike,
we have a show that a lot of people listen to.
Have you heard, Mike? Let me ask you this, really, just pretty quick. Let me ask you this for the required amount of time.
I can't wait to answer this question.
Have you heard of what? Squarespace?
I have. I use it myself, Steve, to power MikeFalzone.com.
That's good to hear. Because if you head to check out Squarespace.com for a free trial. When you're ready to launch, you can use that offer code NAME to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Why don't you run that offer code by me one moment?
It says here NAME, but it's definitely Banter.
That's our name.
Banter is our name.
Like
you
want
to turn play. Your cool idea into a website? You want to show your dad how good you are at making... an internet. Are you ready to be proud of yourself and being able to hit publish on a computer? Do you want to sell a product on your own without daddy helping?
Yes or no?
Well, then go. Don't worry about it. Do you got a special project coming up? Are you doing something dumb that only your family gives a shit about? Make a Squarespace website and invite your... Excuse me, sir. You can get a Squarespace website and invite your whole family using a dumb Well, using a great template, but you can get your dumb family to go.
Your idea is dumb, but the website's great.
The website's smart. And you get beautiful templates, so it looks like you went to school. There's powerful e-commerce functionality that lets you sell anything online. You don't have to sell it in the streets to your friends. Did you stop selling your coins to your pals because you say it's before 1990 and pennies before 1990 are worth a dollar each?
I've been burned. Who hasn't?
We've all been there.
Paying dollars for pennies.
The ability to customize look, feel, setting, smell, products.
It conforms right to mobile.
If your finger's strong enough to click a button, then you should check out Squarespace. Make it. Make it yourself for once. I know you're listening to this right now and you haven't done shit. Make a website. Other copy lines. Ready to start your new business? Make it stand out. Get started with Squarespace. Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. Don't forget to go to use the offer code banter at squarespace.com. Brian.
Right now, I hope someone named Brian is freaking out. Oh no.
Do me a favor, Mike. At one of your next stand-up shows, do that. At the end of one of your jokes, don't have this not talk to anyone in the audience yet.
Uh-huh.
Just at the end of one of your punchlines, go like, am I right, Brian? And you go, Brian knows.
Brian, you get it.
Brian gets it.
Holy shit, man. Also, I'd like to remind you that you can go to MikeValzone.com, a website sponsored by and powered by Squarespace. And you can click on the Dynamic Banter button to get Dynamic Banter t-shirts or these cool fucking enamel pin sets that we have. And I think our white t-shirts are totally sold out, but we still got more of the black ones and turquoise ones.
Pardon.
You see that? If you're watching the video, Steve's wearing a shirt. Okay. And you see they're doing what they can. The Frankenstein head. We have a shirt that is that color.
Oh,
that is a Dynamic Banter shirt. So you get to have that if you want it.
That's really fun. That's really fun to listen to.
Dude, I know for a fact because people have been emailing me that they just started listening to this show. For whatever reason, it took us this long.
What do you mean they just started?
No, a lot of people are starting to turn their friends on to this show for whatever reason.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm getting a lot of like, just started listening to your podcast and how confused.
Oh, because, yeah, dude, it's so different.
What's a mess?
I mean, I did see a tweet or something from someone. I can't remember where I saw it, but they were like...
Probably on Twitter.
It might have been on Twitter. I don't know. It might have been a Reddit thing, too. But basically, someone was like, I used to listen to the podcast, and Steve got all his toys and won't shut up now.
What the hell did we do beforehand? There's another one of Steve's toys, the dog.
I guess we didn't have toys before.
What do? We complained about work.
Did I tell you that these little guys, the boys that are on the wall right now, did you know that the packaging they were in just said toys?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the funniest shit to me because...
This is when this guy stopped listening to the podcast.
Because listen to me. Imagine that thing sealed up in a package.
Yeah.
And it's called toys. Just think about that for a second. One thing. In a box.
Yeah.
Labeled toys.
But hundreds of them.
But in the one little... But the package had a little card that said toys on it.
That's all it said?
Just one single one of those is a toys.
That's the lowest bar that you could set and still call something a toy.
Well, I just think it's like, is the character named Toys?
Toys. Toys Johnson.
Who is your favorite superhero when you were a kid? Toys?
Well, there was Spider-Man, but we couldn't... I didn't really have a lot of money to get the comics, so I'd play with toys. Toys Johnson.
My favorite superheroes? Okay, well, it's hard to do them in order, but in no particular order. Batman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Toys...
You know who never got the movie that Captain they deserved? America. Captain America had a pretty good movie.
Yeah. Who didn't have a good superhero?
Toys. Toys, 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 toys.
Do you think Toys will get a standalone film?
I don't think so. This one's already doing your part.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm way sorry. I wasn't ready.
See if you can tell when Steve comes in. Right now, someone is deciding to never listen to the podcast. Somebody right now is listening and they're like, yeah, this is the last one. I can't wait till I pull over. I'm gonna hit unsubscribe so fucking fast.
That might be my best one yet. It's so good. Dude, tell me that wasn't good.
That wasn't good. The Beautiful Beast. What is happening? Why do you start up a tiny spaceship every time you talk about something else?
I'm sorry. I've got a new electrical power system over here. And it's hard for me. I gotta get it started.
Okay, you're just booting up new joke. Dude, you can't pour the what is it?
Zevia? I know, it's weird.
Zevia soda into a cup.
It tricks your brain.
It ruins the illusion.
Dude, I love Zevia so much.
We should get him to sponsor the shit.
I don't know.
No, I just did all the work for you. I said the whole idea. All
right.
Dude, you got sponsored by 87 different bidet companies. Why can't you just go on Twitter and be like, hey, Zevia?
Do they have a Twitter?
Zevia? They're sponsoring a Disney movie. How do they not have a...
No, that's not Disney.
Ferdinand? Blue Sky Studios. I'm looking all over. Okay, Zevia. They got a .com. Is that helpful? You could recycle the can.
I'm typing in Tic Tacs.
You gotta let it go, man. You gotta let it go.
Oh, shit! Mike, what? That reminds me.
What?
Oh, shit.
What is wrong with you? Oh, shit.
Guys.
Yeah, this one's my fault.
We bungled it. Why don't they listen to our show anymore, Mike? It turns out we made a bungle. Michael said there were 35 letters in the alphabet.
As luck would have it, there are, if you give me a second, I could figure it out. A, 1. B, 2. C, 3. D, 4. D. All right. Five.
There's 26 letters.
There's 26 letters.
And we bungled it. We bungled it.
I'm sorry that I did that.
Well, I didn't correct you, so.
History robes?
Yeah, why not? I think it's time.
You know what I just realized? You could also make a wet fart with this thing. A little bit of moisture on the old hand.
History. History.
Possibly out of breath from listening to a song.
That bass line runs me down. It gets me going, Mike.
Having a walk-a-thon.
That bass line makes my brain do a runaround. Dude, did you know?
Let's go do a clip.
Did you know that the top of your brain is responsible for where your dancing comes from?
No, is that right?
So if you poke a baby's soft spot too hard, they won't be able to learn how to dance.
Why do the breakdancers still know how to do it? Because they spin atop their
Because
heads.
By then, their top of their head is protected.
Shut up!
Join us next week.
This history road comes to us from Mamong Sama. And it says, "Haha, dear haha boys."
That's us.
Hope you're doing well. My name is Yusuf, and I'm from Cairo, Egypt. I have been listening to your podcast ever since the Cloverfields, and I can't thank you guys enough for the amount of laughs and giggles that you've brought to my plain regular days.
Thank you for listening all the way from Egypt.
Here's a history road for you guys and the audience. Hope you enjoy. I'm going to play some music for this.
Prove it.
First encounter. One day, me and my sister was watching movies together at my place. Sorry, I added that. And we came along some pretty sweet ass movie suggestions on Reddit r/movies. We watched Blade Runner, The Fifth Element, and Alien. After watching the movies, my sister decided that it was a good idea that she would get home before it was too late, to which I agreed. That's a sweet night, though. Three movies in a row. God bless you.
What an exhausting evening.
I'd love it. As the good brother, I helped her walk to her car in the garage and left her to drive home safely. I went back to my apartment and
sounds like an Unsolved Mysteries episode right now.
I went back to my apartment and that's when I got the first red flag. When I'd gone out, I had shut off my TV. But when I came back, it was on. And so I told myself, nah, it must have been a technical thing, and just shut it off. I then went to take
Thank you guys so much. What if that was it?
Thanks. Thank you for reading my email. Love the show. I then went to take a shower before bed like a good boy would, and whilst my shower time, right after I had placed the shampoo over my head, the lights went out. I had my eyes shut. And after scrubbing the shampoo off, I opened my eyes, and that's when everything was pitch black. The first idea came to my head is that I'd gone blind. But then I realized that it was just a power outage. I then proceeded to find my phone to light the bathroom. Then, the worst shit started to happen, where the scary movie shit started to mess with my head. As my heartbeat started to race and I started to panic more and more, the worst thing possible happened, and that was... Thank you for the radio, live radio moment, Mike. And that was my crazy neighbor whose apartment door is right in front of mine started knocking hysterically as if he was trying to run away from something. At that moment, my little stomach boy couldn't handle it anymore. I sat my ass on the toilet just for safety. And kept listening to Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin. Mike, you want to do a little bit of it? I'll help you out.
Here's a little song I wrote about being happy.
Be happy. Can you do that, Mike? Do you know that part? Do it for me. Don't worry. Be happy. Keep it going. Don't worry, be happy now.
A little off. A little flat.
Until the power outage was fixed. Once the lights came back, I quickly washed my head and finished showering, then went to calm myself down by watching some good Ghibli movies. After I had calmed myself down, I decided it was okay to go to sleep. And after a good 1 to 2 hours, my wall starts to make the most loud noises you'd think of, like you'd think someone was stuck in between the walls or something. I, at that moment, stood up in bed. And just glared at the wall. I quickly called my good friend Joe at 3 in the a.m. and explained to him the situation. He then picked me up from my house.
What is the situation?
And I slept at his place.
You're not going to believe this. None of the lights are on.
I slept at his house for the night. We later found out that a lady had burned herself in this particular apartment years ago. And that's when I realized it was time to move to a new place.
Moved because something happened years and years ago?
Hope this gave you the Leal Spooks. Sincerely, Yosef.
Leal Spooks. I went to the doctor for having Leal Spooks once.
So, Mike, we did it.
We did it.
Got anything to plug?
Fuck, man. You always
You're never ready.
What is today?
I've got
Friday?
Something to plug.
Go ahead.
It might be too late. But I was doing Nerdist all week, and I was doing Nerdist News. I was hosting Nerdist News while Jessica Chobot is in Japan. And I also am hosting Mothership, or have already hosted Mothership. But you should check out Nerdist. Their YouTube channel, Nerdist.
Yeah.
And also Nerdist Alpha, where you can watch some of my shows.
That's great. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah, I did another show
called... Will you just not tell me things anymore?
Well, it's nerdy stuff. I figure you don't really, you don't really care.
You don't care that we've had this conversation a million times.
The other thing I'm doing is a show called Starter Kit, where we're playing an RPG called The Seventh Sea.
Is that fun?
It's very fun. Dude, the guy that created the game is amazing, and he was the GM for the game master, And his name, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
His name is John Wick. Yeah, exactly.
His real name is John Wick. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Does he have a dog?
I certainly hope not. but yeah, so you can check me on check me out on Nerdist Alpha.
And congratulations, check out
the
Steve.
Starter kit. Thanks, man.
I'd like to tell you about two things that are happening this weekend.
Well, it better be only two things because that's all the time we have for.
That's exactly how many things it is. On the 11th, which is which is Saturday, at 7:30 p.m., I'm going to be on Sunset Boulevard at the Sycamore Tavern doing stand-up. Thank you, Tiny Train. Oh, well, there he goes. And then the next day, Sunday, I'll be at the Ontario Improv with Jesus Trejo, who we spoke about easy a little bit ago in this particular podcast. Save one. And there he goes. Oh, but here he comes back. Okay. Great.
Cool, that's... man. Well, I hope everyone comes out to see it. And guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I'm going to have to get rid of some of these toys.
Also, if you're still listening in the comments, tell us at which part you unsubscribe from
the podcast. So that we can better... You just fill out a complaint card.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of some of these toys. I might actually take some of these toys off the desk.
So we're
not distracted by all this stuff. We have to talk.
Yeah,
to each
I do
other.
Feel like I've been doing something this
we're
whole
so
time.
We're so distracted. Both of us have. It's a problem. It's a problem.
Also, today was a weird day, so it was probably
All our stresses out. We've been dealing with some stuff.
Well, that explains all the things we have.
Yeah, guys, we're taking it all out on our own.
On you guys.
On
really.
You guys. Yeah, we're taking it out on you guys.
So thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please review the show on iTunes and also rate the show.
Maybe not. Here's a good idea. Don't do it after this episode, but after this,
well, then they'll forget.
No. Go back to an episode you really liked, and then after that one, rate and review
but
us.
But what
on
if
iTunes.
They listen to it and forget to rate and review, and then at the end of that episode, because I know we didn't, we don't say rate and review.
What?
Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with Mike Falzone and I. Next week, we're gonna call my mom.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.